You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. I am Allison Twitter from MLB.com for our all-star version of our podcast with Chris Taft, covers the Giants for MLB.com. And Chris, not surprising that there are a lot of Giants on this team, both because there's a lot of good players, also because the manager of the Giants is also managing the National Leaguer. So that's a pretty nice selection. Then we have Madison Bumgarner, Brandon Crawford, Joe Panik, Buster Posey. So I guess you're not surprised that there's that many on the team.
Not at all. And it's, to coin a phrase, a very representative representation. I mean, you've got, you've got the record-setting pitcher from last year's World Series championship team. You've got the acknowledged, I guess, leader of the team, along with Hunter Pence, you would say, and Buster Posey, and two first-timers in Brandon Crawford and Joe Panik, who happen to be the team's double-play combination, second baseman Joe Panik and shortstop Brandon Crawford. So, yeah, it's a pretty complete group.
Yeah, that's kind of cool that you've got the double play combination there that's going to be representing the Giants. I guess that's neat. Was there a lot of talk about that right after the selections were made?
A lot of talk about it. And people, the thing that was great was that Brandon Crawford was selected by the players, so it was not a fluke there. And I don't remember where Joe Panik finished in the players' vote, but he couldn't have been too far off, actually getting in. So, even with a player's vote. But that's where Bruce Bochy used his discretion. He really didn't have that many choices, but he felt compelled to use one of them on Panik. And I think given Joe's statistics, he leads all second basemen at OPS. It's very fair.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but these players were all drafted and developed by the Giants, right?
You are not wrong. They were all drafted and developed by the Giants, and I know the organization is very proud of that. This is the same organization which, about 10 years ago, people were saying, why can't they develop a position player? They might still be saying now, why can't they develop an outfielder? But at least they're pretty much taking care of every place else.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a tip of the cap to the Giants organization, and we know how strong it's been for so long, and it's all about player development, scouting, and they've done so many things right. I was watching Bruce Bochy on the selection show, and it can be an agonizing process. It's a process that every manager would like to go through because it means they won the pennant the year before. But how hard is it for the manager to take, to finish off the roster? He's got like 8 selections or something like that. He wants to take his own guys, but he's got to be fair and take deserving all-stars. Did he say anything about this, how tough of a process this is?
Not this year. And I think maybe I'll go a little bit far here, but remember he had those 2 stents put in near his heart in spring training. I think this year he's made a conscious effort to try to avoid stress as much as possible, and that includes up to and including selecting the All-Star team. In past years, he would bellyache a little bit, and of course, as you said, not bellyaching about the responsibility because it means you were in the World Series the previous year. In his case, he won the World Series the previous year, but the previous 2 times he managed the team, I think he worried a lot more about what he was doing, about what he had to do. Now he's taking it more in stride, and I think it was a more painless process for him this year.
And we'll talk more about the second half and looking ahead, but I do want to ask you about Hunter Pence because he has returned, and he has returned with a vengeance, it appears. So he's right back at it. How did he look in his first time back after coming off the DL?
Excellent. I mean, his very first game back, he made one of the defensive plays of the year, flat out. It's one of the best plays I've seen in my baseball watching life. He made a diving catch in the right field bullpen there at AT&T Park. But it wasn't just that. It was that he, sprang up and made this throw on the fly home that nailed Curtis Granderson of the Mets. It was just a combination of the catch and the throw. with, you know, which is something, you know, you'd say about a guy like Willie Mays or something like that, you know. And you know, Hunter did it in his first game back. It was remarkable. It was a remarkable play under any circumstances. At the plate, he looks pretty sharp. You know, he chases a few pitches, but then again, that wouldn't be Hunter if he didn't chase a few pitches. So, overall, you know, it's a successful return, but, you know, that lasted all of 18, 19 games the last time, and he had to quit. So now they're hoping he can, you know, stick around the rest of the year, of course.
Of course, yes. We wouldn't expect anything less from Hunter. So, okay. Well, Chris, thanks so much. Enjoy the break, and we will talk to you when the season resumes.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.